Teach Me to Code, episode 55. Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Teach Me to Code podcast. This is your host, Charles Maxwood, and this week I'm going to talk about finding freelance clients. But before I get started, I want to let you know about our sponsor. We have New Relic. New Relic RPM is just an awesome tool for keeping track of your application and what it's doing. So I would go check them out at newrelic.com. I use them on my applications. They're terrific. They actually just changed their UI, so it looks a little bit different, but hopefully it's a little easier to use and gives you all the information you still need. You can find them at newrelic.com. You can also go to teachmetocode.com/podcast, and if you scroll down a little bit, then you can actually click on the banner there, and that helps us out. It gives us a little bit of credit and lets them know that you came through us. So go check them out. I also want to let you know about a couple of things I've been thinking about. The first is that James Edward Gray, who wrote Faster CSV Library, which I think was actually included in Ruby 1.9 core, and he also used to do Ruby Quiz, and he's pretty involved in the community. He's one of the organizers of the Red Dirt Ruby Conference in Oklahoma. Anyway, he and I are putting together a panel of Rubyists that are going to talk about stuff that's related to Ruby and Rails and just some of the things that are going on in the community. We have Aaron Patterson and Peter Cooper and David Brady, who are also going to be on the show. And it's really just going to be we're hoping to have it be kind of a fun thing and an informative thing. So we're actually going to do our first show a week from today, and we're going to call it Ruby Rogues. I should have the Ruby Rogues website up here within the next few days, and hopefully then people can start subscribing to the podcasting and getting all the great material there. I'm also thinking about starting. In fact, I'm going to have a Ruby summer camp, or Rails summer camp. And basically, it's an online event. It's going to run for between 6 and 8 weeks, probably 8 weeks. I'm going to go into as much depth as I can on Ruby in that time. And I'm going to have videos. I'm going to have written materials. I'm going to have links out to other community sites that explain topics related to the topics that I'm covering. If you're new to Ruby or Ruby on Rails, then this is a good way to get started with web development with Ruby on Rails. I'm also working on figuring out what the pricing is going to be on that. So if excuse me, if you're interested in that, then feel free to send me an email, chuck@teachmetocode.com, and I'll let you know when I decide how much it's going to be and what's going to be involved. But there's going to be a ton of material there, just a ton of material. And I'm hoping then to make the videos available and stuff, so if you want to buy them, you can. Anyway, let's go on to our topic today, and that is finding freelance clients. It's been an interesting ride over the last almost year that I've been freelancing. When I first got started, I had no idea how to find clients. So basically, the way that it worked was I had a few people who were involved in the community here at large who knew of a few people who were looking for some Ruby on Rails help. And so what I wound up doing was subcontracting for other contract firms. And I did that for my first couple of clients. And so if you're just getting started, that's a really good way to go, is find some other contractors who need subcontractors, or just, you know, poke around in the community and see what you can find, because there are always people out there looking. And if you can find somebody local, they're usually a little more comfortable hiring somebody who's a little bit new to freelancing. And that worked out for me. The projects that I was working on really weren't my favorites, but they were interesting enough, and it worked out and kind of got me going. One other thing that I did is I'm pretty involved in the community, and so I reached out to other people that I knew in the community as a whole. And I had one guy who has actually posted some videos on teachmetocode.com, and he recommended to me that I talk to a recruiter. And so he referred me to this recruiter, and the recruiter found me a client. And I'm still working for that client, actually. Work for that client 2 days a week. And the client's actually an excellent client. The project was started by Pivotal Labs, and it's a relatively interesting project. So anyway, that also worked out pretty well. And so now I'm the primary contractor on that project, and I do all the maintenance on that. And you know, maintenance meaning that I add new features and fix any bugs that come up. And then the other thing that has really worked out for me, and this is the real secret sauce. If you want to find, if you want to have more work coming to you than you really know what to do with, then start a podcast or write a blog. And the reason that I say that is I have had, the next client I started working for, he actually called me up out of the blue. I was on my way over to hang out with another friend of mine. And he called me up out of the blue and said, I've been listening to your podcast. I love this stuff. I think you are top notch, and I want to hire you to build my app. And so I spent 3 or 4 months building his application and working part-time for this other client that I'm still working for that I mentioned a minute ago. And then what happened was, you know, as things have continued, you know, I've been doing the screencast for a while. A few people actually found Eric Berry's videos on building a Twitter client in Rails. And the reason they found those is because they were looking to build something like Twitter in Rails for, you know, a community that they belong to. And so it worked out that they came to me and said, hey, we need this project built. And so as soon as I finished the one project, and in fact, while I was wrapping it up, I was actually working on the other project for this other client. And lately, I've actually had, different capacities and basically say, look, I found your stuff through your website, and I want to talk to you about building something for me. The other place that I've been finding them is I actually got one referral from my business coach, and I got another referral from another guy here in the community for people who were looking for somebody to work in their office. And, you know, I eventually just said, you know, if you're comfortable with me coming in maybe once a week for a couple hours to talk to you guys to make sure that we're on track, I'll do that. But, you know, I'm not going to come in, you know, 4 or 5 days a week. And so it's really been an interesting thing. And so I just want to kind of go over some of these different resources and how they work and why you may or may not want to consider them. So the first one is the users group. And the trick to the users group, honestly, is, so you meet up with the people at the users group. Now, the users group that I go to, there are two chapters. There's one in Salt Lake County and one in Utah County here in Utah. And it's funny because the Salt Lake County group meets probably 10 minutes north of the county line. And the Utah County group meets about, well, they've actually been meeting within 5 minutes of the county line coming the other way. So anyway, they're really within like 15 or 20 minutes of each other. And I live about 5 minutes south of the Utah Valley group. So I drive 5 minutes, and then for the other one, I drive like 20 minutes to get there. And anyway, the way that it worked out for me was that becoming involved in the users group, I actually wound up getting involved with some people who had a good ear to the ground. They've worked with several people in the community, the local community. And they know developers in other companies. And so when I was looking for it was actually a while ago, I was looking for some moonlighting work. I talked to him and I said, who do I talk to get moonlighting work? And it turned out they were like, we'll talk to these couple of companies. And so I did, and then I kind of kept in contact with them off and on, you know, while they were trying to decide if they wanted somebody to moonlight. So when I went freelance and I had more time to work for them, they picked me up. The other one was that a friend of mine here in Utah County, he had heard rumors that another company here in Utah County was looking for a contractor. And so he had just mentioned it in passing, so I went and looked up the company and I applied. And so and this was over lunch. It had nothing to do with the community other than that's where I met him. And so, interestingly enough, it worked out that being involved in the community and getting to know some of the developers in the community allowed me to then become involved with the right people who knew where the work was. So if you're looking for work and you're interested in local work, that's a great way to go. Find a users group or start a users group. Find the people who are involved in the community there that know everybody, or that are usually they're the same people who are organizing the meetups. And then take advantage of that and actually go to them and say, hey, I'm looking for work. who do you know that's hiring? And it inevitably you'll find something, especially in a at least in an area like mine where there's so much Ruby on Rails work. So then the next thing that I wanted to talk about was, making contacts. So reach out to other people in the community. Now, this podcast has been a really good vehicle for that. Now, not lately, because I haven't really reached out to people. I've actually been emailing people this morning, but I wasn't feeling terrific today, and so I didn't line anything up. It works out really well if you know other people out in the community. So I talked to a guy. He actually does his own consulting stuff, and he has several contractors that work, subcontractors that work for him, and so he contracts some of the bigger jobs out there. And it was interesting because he said, yeah, I'll hire you and I'll pay you X amount if I can get this project to land. And the project didn't land, And eventually he said, look, here's where I'm looking. And so he told me to look on these job boards, which I have yet to find a job off of a job board that worked out. Which is why I didn't mention it, but it may work for you. So find out where those are and go hunt through them. Incidentally, a friend of mine, John Nunemaker, he actually set something up. Let me find that real quick. He actually has an application that pulls all the information off of the job boards and puts them together. It's called Freelance Funnel. If you go to freelancefunnel.com, and check it out. It actually works out really well. So I'm signed up for Ruby and iOS, but I haven't looked at these emails in a while just because I haven't needed the work. But if you're looking for work, that's not a bad way to go either, and you can kind of hammer through those and see what you can dig up. And just tell him that I sent you, Chuck at Teach Me to Code. He knows who I am. Job boards do work out, but he said, I look on these job boards, and then the other thing that I've been doing is I've have some friends that give me job leads, and one of the friends that he had was Brian Mariani over at Mirror Placement, M-I-R-R-O-R Placement, and the R-O-R is Ruby on Rails. Anyway, and so that's kind of what they do, and he actually had somebody who had come to him looking for a developer, and so that all worked out. I got in touch with them. It took me about a month, maybe a month and a half, to line everything up, just because the contact at that company was really, really busy. And anyway, so what wound up happening was we eventually made it happen, and he gets a commission on, so when I get paid, he gets paid. And I think he just gets a certain percentage every year, or for the first year. So anyway, so that's something to be aware of. I think that's the way most of these placement companies work, is they get a certain percentage of the first year salary, or if that doesn't work out, then they get a finder's fee and they just have a flat rate that they charge. Usually it's based on the first year's salary. And since I bill by the hour, then my first year's salary really depends on how much I work. So anyway, you can figure that out. But anyway, so that's something to be aware of. If you really need the work, that's not a bad way to go, but you might not be able to negotiate as good a rate because a certain percentage of it is actually going to the placement company. So just keep that in mind. But it worked for me, and I have a regular client that I do work for, and it's worked out terrific. Now, the project manager over there has gone out on her own, and I'm not sure exactly where things are headed over there. So, it may not wind up continuing to be a good fit. But for the last 6 months, it's been steady work. And, well, except for the last month when they went through a reorganization. But that's neither here nor there. It's worked out really well. And so that's a good place to go. And the nice thing there, too, is that then they're doing the work of finding you the jobs. So the last thing that I mentioned was the podcast and the blog. And initially, I just started blogging. I got turned on to screencasts by Eric Berry, who actually started TeachMeToCode.com. And so you'll see my first screencast, man, that's from 2009, I think, from the summer of 2009, before I even started podcasting. I did one on Ruby on Rails routing, and people tended to like that. And I have to point out that almost immediately what happened was I put the video out. I recorded it with iShowU, I think. I recorded it with something, and I kept hearing good things about ScreenFlow, and so... so I put it out. I put out that I had used, maybe it was Camtasia. Anyway, so I put it up and I said, this is what I used. This is what I want to use. And anyway, Camtasia, I think it was a trial of Camtasia that I used. And Camtasia, the folks over at, I think it's TechSmith that put that together. Anyway, they actually contacted me and said, well, hey, you know, you're talking about us. Do you want a Camtasia license? And I was like, sure. So I got a Camtasia license for my MacBook Pro. And then the other thing that worked out was while I was talking to him, I was like, look, you know, a lot of people are complaining about the audio quality. I don't have any way to make it better because I'm just recording it through the microphone on my MacBook. And the person that I was talking to also then turned around and said, oh, well, we sell microphones too, so let me see if I can find you one. And the one they sent me, I actually went on Amazon and looked it up, like, right after they sent it to me, and it was like a $300 microphone. And so, I mean, just putting something out there once got people's attention. And so if you continuously put this stuff out, then, you know, then that can work out so that people can find your stuff. So I had one guy that was listening to the podcast that came to me and he said, look, I don't have the time to learn and I don't have the time to put this, to build it myself. But, you know, you seem like you know what you're doing and I've been listening to your podcast, so I trust you. And it's interesting because people, when they listen to the podcast, they tend to build that relationship of trust with you, even though you're not really there and you don't really know who they are. Now, I wish I knew who more of my listeners were, but the reality is that a lot of people don't reach out to me and say, hey, this is me, and, you know, this is what I'm interested in, or this is me, and, you know, and really give me the opportunity to get to know them. But anyway, so he did. He reached out. He said, look, you're the guy that I want to build my app. And so I wound up getting like a 3 or 4 month contract off of that. And so I worked on that for 3 or 4 months, got it done, got it out for him. And before that even landed, I had another guy who found the screencast that Eric did. And those were on the Twitter clone. And he said, look, I want something like Twitter for this community. I'm under a pretty strict NDA, so I'm not really going to say any more about that, but other than to say that that's how he found me, and, you know, I've been working on that for the last few months, and, you know, it's really been working out well, and, you know, I actually subcontracted a guy to help me with it, and that's actually worked out really nicely, and so between all of that, it's really gone well. I had another person who said that they had been listening to the podcast. And they just barely emailed me yesterday, and they said, been listening to the podcast, got to the point where you got laid off and went freelance. If you're looking for work, I'd really like to talk to you about some projects. And that's worked out really well, too. It's just been amazing to me how many people have come through the podcast and the screencasts. Now, a few other places that I've been getting referrals from, and this is the last area and probably the best one, is you get referrals from people that you trust and that they trust. Because then you kind of have that personal relationship, even if it is the personal relationship that the other person has with your potential client. And one of them that worked out that I just signed the contract on, I've been talking to this guy for about a week or 2 weeks about his project, and we're probably going to pull the trigger, and I'm going to start working on it tomorrow or Monday. And he's really cool guy. But anyway, the way it worked out was he's actually local to my business coach, who's in North Carolina. And they have some projects that they need worked on in North Carolina. They don't need me in North Carolina, but they need these projects done. And anyway, it worked out that they put something up on Twitter that said, hey, you know, any Ruby on Rails developers that need work, let us know. And my business coach jumped on it like within 5 minutes and was like, oh, hey, if you're doing Ruby on Rails, you need to talk to Charles Max Wood. And it, you know, it just went from there. They sent me an email. I actually got the email before I saw the mention on Twitter. So I was like, who referred you? And then it turned out that it was my business coach. And so, I mean, these contacts that you make, I mean, whoever they are, you know, go talk to people at conferences, you know, go to other meetups, go talk to other business people. If you can get these relationships with other people, then you can make it happen. So I got the referral from him. I got another referral. There's a guy here in the community that does freelance stuff, said before, you know, he had a friend that was looking for a Ruby on Rails guy, and so they came and talked to me. It doesn't look like that one's going to pan out, but, you know, it really, you know, you really start to get enough work towards, like, okay, I want to work for you. I, you know, this arrangement won't work. You know, your project doesn't seem as interesting as this other project, you know. Whatever circumstances you're willing to work under, you can start to dictate those a little bit more and make things work for you. So, you know, I also get referrals on occasion from Ryan Davis, who wrote Redmine, Chili Project, which is a project management tool. And, you know, it's really just fascinating that, you know, you make these contacts, you get to know people, you know, you do the right things so that they trust you. And it's not that you're doing the right things so that they'll trust you. It's you're doing the right things and then they trust you. And it works out so that, you know, you gain enough contact and context with these people that you get the referrals and you can pick up the work. And so, you know, it's really been a fascinating ride as far as finding work. And lately, I've had so much work coming my way that I'm probably going to have to start turning people down. But at the moment, you know, it's really interesting. I'm probably going to actually expand my team of subcontractors to see if I can pick up some more of this work, and then just explain to folks that, look, you know, I'm going to be reviewing the code. I guarantee the code quality, but I'm not actually going to be doing, you know, most of the work. I will work on your project, you know, one day a week or so many hours a week, but you know. It ultimately, you know, contracting for my time is going to become less and less, you know, if I wind up picking up more subcontractors and making this all work. But at the same time, you know, you do get the quality because I'm looking at the code and I'm saying, no, this isn't good enough, and making my guys redo it. And, you know, I don't feel right about charging people for that, so they're getting top quality. I'm getting the opportunity to train some people, which I really, really enjoy. And, you know, ultimately, people are getting their projects done. They're getting the work done that they want. And, you know, we're just making it happen. So, anyway, I also have some local guys that are really, really good that I'm looking to subcontract. So, you know, between all of that, it's just, it's really just been awesome. So, anyway, that's where I've been. That's what I've been focused on and working on. And that's how I've been finding my clients. And so anyway, if you have any questions about this, feel free to email me, chuck@teachmetocode.com. You can also go listen to some of the other podcasts and get a feel for how that's going. If you want to know about social media and social networks, I'm actually working on another screencast series right now. I want to get several videos together before I put it out there, but I have the domain and I'm working on getting the site up for socialnetworkvideos.com. And I'm going to go into basically this kind of marketing for small businesses. So anyway, I just wanted to put this out there because I think it's interesting for people to know how they need to find people. And ultimately, the best way to find people is through your network, you know. So build your network, you know. There's a great book out there. It's called Apprenticeship Patterns by Dave Hoover. And I actually interviewed Dave on the podcast. But he talks about, and I haven't read the book, but a friend of mine has, and he just goes on and on about how he's been using these patterns to find people to help him learn, but at the same time, he's building this network. And so he's gotten people like Wayne Seguin, who wrote RVM, and a few other people to actually sit down and code with him and help him learn and stuff, because he's helping them out in, you know, writing documentation and stuff. So there are always ways to get involved. You know, if you want to make a video and send it to me, I'll put it up on teachmetocode.com, and that should get you noticed. I mean, there are all kinds of things like that. But, you know, write a blog, put out a podcast, you know, build your brand. And even if you're working for somebody, if you're not freelance, you should be doing this anyway. You really should, because, you know, this will help you find the next job. This, you know, it'll help you find clients, whatever it is that you're doing. But, you know, get this content out there. Help people find you. Help people realize what an expert you are. And, you know, and then they're going to come to you and say, look, I've been reading your blog for a while, or I've been listening to your podcasts, and I trust you, and I think you're I think you're capable of doing what I need you to do, so let's give it a run. And honestly, it's awesome. I love working for people. I love figuring out what their problems are and fixing them, making them happen, bringing their ideas into reality, but also bringing my own ideas into reality. And there is some flexibility that comes with freelancing. So, I mean, if you have questions about that too, I'm happy to answer them. But anyway, whatever it is, go out there and make it happen. Like I said, you can email me, chuck@teachmetocode.com. My phone number is 801-367-6164. And you can find me on Twitter at CMaxW. And finally, remember, writing your code